Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Ruko, all right. I'll get you one before the day is out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now! Can it, you nit?
Be careful, Veruca.
Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
He's absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point.
Oh, wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss, Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know, get out of the kitchen, and we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators, people that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition, which is defined as two or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal, but we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked and enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Pink Hood, along with Red Hood and Driz.
Good evening.
Good evening. God. Ugh. Oh, my God. I have a headache already. I've been at my own stomping grounds trying to figure out how the internet works.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, what? Can somebody explain to me what it is and why I want the internet to be free? Or a certain fishing company doesn't want the internet to be free?
You have this all backwards, Red Hood.
A bit backwards,
A fishing company has nothing to do with the internet.
If I have it all backwards,
right?
Then what? What? Have I been in a coma?
Yes, you have been. Unfortunately, about what the internet is, what it does.
It's not a bait and tackle machine?
No, it isn't.
No. Guess again.
It's not a thing that you read? It's not...
Keep going.
If it's not a thing that... It's a thing that you touch.
No.
Try again.
It's a thing that you ask old people for.
Nope.
Yes, again, Bob.
My name's not Bob. It's okay. Is it a highway?
Sorry, dude.
Is something you intern for?
I got your tongue, Red Hood.
Kind of. Is it something that you've got a that you intern for?
Sorry.
Hold up. All right. Try to think of it as this. Think of it as an invisible TV box
where
you can go online and surf. You can read stuff about yourself. You can read stuff about your friends and other people. It's basically your diary.
Yeah.
Say diary. Think about a diary, an online diary.
Diary sounds good.
Just like
okay.
What we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a live journal.
Somewhat.
But then it has cables and people communicating, social media.
People get on this thing?
Yes, they do.
It's like a TV, but it's wireless.
Okay, it has 500 channels, right?
Nope.
No, way more than 500 channels.
And way more apps. And way more places to search and find online or in the ether.
You mean I can do all my shit online?
Yes, why wouldn't you be?
And it's free too.
It's free.
Yeah.
Sure.
Nobody told me it was free. It was free. It's unregulated. It's
Yeah, it's kind of it's better thing for a while now.
Okay, so, oh my god. Can I sign up for a single Facebook?
Yeah.
You're already late to the party, but it's a go ahead for you.
Yeah, and...
Okay.
You could sign up for many different sites and programs.
I can sign up for the dark web. I could be victorious.
You could sign up for Bitcoin, too, if you really wanted it.
You could become as famous as that guy, Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
oh, fuck him.
True.
He's not worth my time. He really isn't worth my time. When he's screaming baby, 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 all the time. He's not worth my time.
Right.
He is not at all.
And then there's also the factoid that there are so many different places you could search, which is free access. So free access for all. With no... restrictions. To a
interesting
point.
Perk. Okay. Interesting perk. All right. So then, if it's the free access, right? You're
uh-huh.
saying free
right.
access.
Correct.
And I could see and do anything.
Could watch Netflix. You could do
Netflix.
Some...
That is okay. It's the thing where you watch the Netflix on.
Correct. You're getting it slowly but surely.
Okay, so it's the thing that you watch Netflix on. It's the thing that. Okay.
We have
okay.
a winner.
Yay! Yes. Okay. Great.
Finally.
Yes. Okay. All right. Where the hell have I been?
It.
All right. Where the hell have I been? Where's my email? Where's Where have I been? Oh my god.
Have you been, how long
where have
been
I been? I don't know.
I have no idea. Hello. Hello?
Hello,
Johnny. Good evening.
good evening.
Okay. So, all right.
I've gone off the rails of the crazy train. But anyway, that's another story for another podcast.
Well, no. I just no, Johnny. You have to tell everyone something and confess something. I was in a coma for the last few weeks, and I just got out of it.
The
and I
want to
know
coma.
Everything.
The internet coma you're speaking of.
Yes. Whatever that was, I was in it. Yes. And yes.
Right.
In a time when the internet crashed again.
It's the time that Redhead finally got his mojo back.
Yeah.
What?
Hallelujah. And the clouds have opened.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, thank fucking Christ. All right.
Thank the internet, God.
Now
Redhead can go sign up for an emo. And it's free, too.
I can finally destroy the world. Okay, so where do we begin? What have I missed?
Everything.
I've missed everything? What do you mean everything?
You've been living in the Dark Ages for
since 1984.
Yeah.
I've been living in the Dark Ages since 1994. That's a bit.
What is the sign still from Ace of Base still popular?
No, I hate that band. I hate that band so much.
At least you know it now. At least you don't have to worry about that. Coming and ruining your thunder.
I never saw the sign, so it didn't open up my eyes. I never saw the sign.
Hey, good thing we can't play it on. We can't play it on the air.
Sorry.
I'd be careful about that.
I wouldn't.
I'd be careful about that.
Brother, come on. It's all fun and games until someone realizes what the internet is.
Gets hurt. Okay, some people are going to get hurt. All right, so
don't want to get sued.
No, we're not going to get sued at all. What are you talking about, Johnny? I mean,
you know how people could be on the internet? The people going, you can't play this because of some copyright? It's called copyright.
Copyright rules? Copyright infringement?
Copyright infringement. But
if you use somebody's work without acknowledging their permission, getting their permission.
Or transforming your work.
Then you would be sued for copyright.
Mm-hmm.
I see your point.
So, you pretty much know what copyright is.
Kind of. I mean,
there is a nice gray area.
Yeah.
There is a fantastic gray area.
For certain ways of broadcasting. So, certain types. So, So it's a gamble. What else is new?
It's a gamble in some things.
Yeah.
It's a gamble in some things. In others, not so much. For example,
knowing what you're doing, it makes everything 10 times better.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
So, all's well that ends well.
Yes.
More or less.
Yes. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It depends.
Guess it does. It's definitely... benefits a lot of people, the internet.
Yeah.
That hasn't benefit you, your red, violin stealing?
My violin stealing. Yes, it has, actually.
So you're winning in a way.
Silently.
As long as you don't post anything up that could be a bit incriminating.
But you don't know where I posted up. Hmm. So I think we should move on to another topic.
Somebody's going to see it.
Somebody, not me.
So,
I'm not going to see my...
the nosy...
So the DSM-5.
Yes, about that stupid bloody book.
They are finally wanting...
Wait.
What?
Alright, can somebody explain to me what the DSM-5 is?
It's a place for all terms and definitions of persons with different abilities get diagnosed from.
You mean like the Bible?
No, not the Bible.
No. Uh-uh.
Totally different thing.
Okay, so people with invisibilities like myself have a book.
Sam probably kicked off for saying this, but... the Bible for crazy people.
Right, the Bible for crazy people. That's what I meant. The Bible for crazy people equals... equals... this DSM-5?
No.
Okay.
Made it turn mentally interesting.
You mean mentally the word that we, I guess...
the word that's taboo to use.
Yeah.
The word that's taboo to use...
the R word.
The R word. Mentally re...
No. It could be many different...
Mentally
available?
Yeah.
There you go.
No.
Yes.
Mentally challenged.
Yes. This can lead to...
we'll just say
so,
mentally challenged for now.
Yeah.
And this could bring... this... because they're introducing a new word, it could ultimately lead more to more services for those who have different abilities.
Now... what does that mean for all those people who have... okay. What does that mean for all those people who are... okay, so... if we are really talking about mental... right? The diagnosis, right?
It doesn't just have to be that word. It can mean... in with having an intellectual... disability or an It could be multiple different kinds of...
It's old language.
Yeah. Correct.
Right.
So, I'm just going to say it very fast because it's old language.
Because it actually brings up... Yes, it brings up the R word. However, remember that there's... When there was with autism, there was Asperger syndrome and other diagnoses that were separate. If you're going to switch out a word, it will ultimately make it more... It will also hinder people from saying a certain word and actually make it easier for those who have it to get more services. Because of the fact that they haven't had the ability to provide the care due to not having not enough criteria or just them not thinking about putting it into the DSM-5.
Of course nobody thinks about it, because in the old days, something was mentally, and you can guess the rest of that word. Or they were just blank, right? If you're not mentally blank, you're just blank. And you can figure out the two things on your own time. Now, the fact
sometimes
is...
Sometimes I draw a blank, but that's another story for another podcast.
No, you draw a blank mostly. But in terms of things, right? In
but
terms of regular people saying the words, right?
And because
are you
it's not
mentally...
exactly the most appropriate word where people in the disability communities don't like the word.
Of course we don't like the word.
And the fact that people say the word as a slang ultimately doesn't exactly make things any better either.
No, it does not.
It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it better, period.
So changing a word and changing a title.
But
think about it this way.
We all know on the show, and the people that listen, the 65,000 people that listen to the show in different countries will know, obviously,
this word.
We are not going to say it on air because we... do not believe in mental. Let's just say that. Alright?
Oh,
because
I have an R word for you guys. It goes a little something like this. Respect.
Mental respect.
Mental respect. Yeah. Show some mental respect.
Boom, put that on a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For those of you who really want to find out what the word is, if you
look
up,
it's not in our description. We have a show notes on our website at amcpressandco.com, which is in the link provided. It will.
It is in our description.
Yes, no. Yeah. As well as it's in our description as well.
It is in our description.
It's ahead with the show notes. Yeah, it's both the show notes as well.
Okay. But
so,
the thing is also, right, so... The fact is that this word has been in more movies, more idioms than we could ever count on the show. the fact that they are now actually going to say intellectually disabled, which is what we've been wanting for a half a century, it's a good thing. Because we're not dumb. We're not...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Far from not... Yeah, far from not dumb. Right.
Yeah, we are not
dumb.
What I
want to say.
Exactly. I said it for you. I got your back, Johnny. The fact is that we are not dumb. We are not stupid. We may be intellectually disabled, and that's what this podcast is predicated on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the fact is that the change took place 5 years ago. However, everybody who is a baby boomer and probably born before World War I, this is for you. Literally, you're using it wrong. And we would appreciate if you do not refer to us as mentally.
There are some people.
Put some respect on the name and the term.
We should also be.
Exactly.
We should also not say everyone. There are families who have. Who lived with relatives who could be. That have been diagnosed under the category that they had.
Now, the other thing is that the reality of this is a small article in a larger article, which is the DSM-5's take on autism 5 years later, which was reported earlier this month, and can be featured in spectrumnews.org/features/. Well, we'll have a link on our Twitter to explain where you can find this.
No, it's not on Twitter. It's on our website because we have our show notes already up. Yep.
Okay, it's on our website.
Yes, it is. It's so much easier.
The other thing is that the fact that the DMC5 does not present gender issues in diagnosis of autism. So many girls and women still go undiagnosed.
Wow.
Goodness.
And the funny, well, not the funny thing, but the more interesting thing is that boys are less likely to get diagnosed than women, than girls, right? Mm. And the fact is that resculpting autism of autism has not left droves of children without autism. It now seems to be receiving more help than 2013. However, many adults remain adrift. However, the reasons beyond the book's purview, the reasons are basically that they've either... It hasn't fared well for people who have been, diagnosed before and might not qualify for an autism diagnosis, but 5 years on, the children have gained stronger legal rights and better opportunities for accessing autism services.
Right.
However, in services for adults, unfortunately, a different story. Services for autistic adults were and always will remain woefully inadequate, leaving people who have.
It always seems like they're focusing towards the children.
Depending on which state you're in, you end up it really affects the nature of how much services a child gets up until their age of their 21st birthday. Once you hit 21, you lose those services.
It's pretty much, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go fend for yourself.
Pretty much.
Yet, the fact is that, you know, autism is a, by definition, a developmental disability that most of us need help on an ongoing basis.
Right.
Some only need it periodically, and some need it every day, and some need it round of the clock. Though it intensifies
right.
our needs, the needs vary. We will likely require the same kinds of help, such as assistance with living in the community and getting a job and keeping it. The fact is that some, all right, and where can you go to find all this information? The Autistic Self Advocacy Network, which is the largest
yep.
individual-run organization in the world dedicated to people with autism. So, that is that. And we will have a full list of it in our website. And
we have
yes.
all the we have the links in our website. Just go to you can find it on our website and on our Facebook and Twitter, so of our show notes. So it's all there. Pretty
much.
We got things covered.
Well, you would expect that, right?
Yeah.
So
it's given.
Now I have been going to the art gallery, Pink Hood.
Mm.
I have been going
okay.
to the art gallery and stealing. Well, oh wait, did I just say the words? I mean, looking at stuff.
Looking at would be good.
Looking yeah. at stuff. And I want a Michelangelo painting.
Mm.
And so. So, I paint a Michelangelo painting. I stick it up
mm-hmm.
in MoMA.
Mm.
It gets stolen the next day.
Oh, no.
And by a satirist who is suing MoMA
mm.
for $150 million dollars.
It's like $150,000, that's chump change.
No, $150 million.
Dollars.
Wow.
Now, the fact is that this person
mm-hmm.
with a cohort is known as the art bastard.
Really?
Art bandits.
No, the art bastard.
Oh. How so,
yeah.
Red Hood?
Well, because he was born in 1940. And he was raised in New York, and so for the past 5 decades has been making a career of pissing people off and stealing my name.
Mmm.
He should be the thieving bastard.
Mmm.
And he rendered a lush oil pan, trademark on a lush oil painting in his trademark of biting cultural commentary, rebellious iconoclasm, and Alfred E. Newman-inspired satire. All, and his other thing includes Santa Claus crucified over a pile of Christmas presents, Adolf Hitler conducting an orchestra that he obediently leads, Donald Trump presiding over a post-apocalyptic pop culture explosion, with a tennis fork in his hand. And despite a long history of gallery exhibitions, brand collaborations, tabloid headlines, this bastard has
mm-hmm.
cannot be. His prolific output cannot be found in any museum. And after all, because of the context of it, its work, his work, it has, and because of its reception or lack thereof, in those rarefied institutions of tastemakers.
Right.
He wears it like a badge of honor as an FU to capital art, right? So that the world has not shuddered him, which is good. Maybe I can team up with him. The Art Bastard and Red Hood. I can just see it. Art Bastard and Red Hood in Prague. Art Bastard and Red Hood in the Netherlands. Art Bastard and Red Hood in Argentina. Oh, how fun it would be. Driz?
Yep.
Can I join you? Or can you join me? I mean...
Join you?
So...
In the arts.
No. Join me in stealing paintings from the arts.
Hey, I'm up for a good collection or two.
A good collection. Are you also good with a long haul? Yes?
Yeah, good. That can definitely be managed.
Good.
Probably sneak in and steal some good artistry.
Okay. So meet me at the Capitol steps of the MoMA at 12 p.m. tonight.
You mean 12 a.m.?
Yes, 12 a.m., sorry. 12 a.m. And we will do.
Let's meet up at the MoMA.
Let's meet up at the MoMA.
At the MoMA, we meet together and then we split in different directions. And try to steal as many art galleries, stuff from the art galleries as we can. Many pieces of art.
Yes.
So many ideas that I wanted to do, but I can't over the radio, over the podcast.
So
people may get the idea.
People may get the idea.
How to steal different pieces of art. And then claim that, oh, we're the ones that gave them the idea. But Driz and Redhead did it, so why can't we?
No, we're Driz and Red Hood. What are you talking about?
That's what I said, that Red and Driz. Because people will get the idea that we stole the art. You see what I mean?
Yes. Exactly.
So that gives them an excuse to steal arts and many different products. They'll say, oh, because Red Hood and Driz stole, so that makes it okay for me to steal as well, too.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, right. So, we need to steal.
Right.
We need to steal.
Let's steal some statues. We're at it.
No, they're too heavy. Too heavy.
Prize of possession. Gold.
Gold. Yes. Gold.
We could probably do a heist.
We could do a heist. What are you talking about?
I've come within so many ways. So little time.
So many ways, so little time, with 19 minutes to spare. Okay. So,
Ultimately.
Ultimately.
There's a lot of changes, too, especially when it relates to art and new artists comes about. And then there's also new ways of handling the ADA and accessibility, which is always worthwhile. And I personally can't wait to see how schools will step up and use robots in the classroom to help their students who may not be able to necessarily get there due to an issue of not being able to get into school for whatever reason. This would ultimately help them too.
I mean, it's a great thing that...
And because of the ADA, it may not have been around either.
Back then now?
Or in general. Think about it. The ADA provides so many resources. What if ADA was not around? What would that mean for students and those who rely on IEPs, those who heavily rely on services that may not necessarily be given to them because, they don't follow that. Because they don't offer that. Now, using robots in the classroom, say someone is sick or is unable to get to school for whatever reason, this will ultimately help the students go to class, and depending on how severe their conditions might be, because there is a lot of different circumstances that students could have. So, isn't it best to have the accessibility than families being told, your kid's failing because there's an inability to go to class? I think it's going to be helpful than hurtful.
But I think the thing about it is it's going to be helpful, because the amount of people who don't have access to it to school, it's going to be way better for them.
Mm-hmm. And now that the ADA is going to be also having this in there to follow a student's IEP, this could also help so many students without any issue or without any rhyme or with just giving them taking the stress off of them from going into class. Two, this could also provide students with a resource for whatever reason, they would have that ability to go to class with no problems.
Right. And the best part is that they would be able to have to go to class with no problem and study and do their stuff and do everything else.
Yeah.
Which is great. And we hope it actually gets done and we will follow up. Because, A, it's a great thing. And, B, it takes place in Hudson, Mass. And we will follow up and we will have something for you. We don't know when it will come.
Whenever there's an update, we'll get it. We'll just get it.
We're on it.
Yeah.
We're on it. Exactly.
So this is a great program that Hudson Mass is doing. Maybe it will also come. Maybe it will also be nationwide. Maybe it will go. It will become a national program because it should be instituted in every school. Not just one school district. It should be really a place
You have to consider Pinkwood, you have to consider this. The amount of money it takes to make each robot.
Right.
It's a lot of money.
Right.
You're talking about.
I'm not saying right away. What I'm saying is over time. It should grow to one part of the country and then catch like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that these innovations should be available. No matter what the school district is, if it deals with accessibility and ADA, the school should be able to work for their students, not against public or private schools. Because instead of schools spending on their football teams, how about spending that money and providing services for those who have different abilities?
Exactly. And so on Wednesday.
It's great to have schools that are great football teams.
Yeah.
But they're students that are ultimately getting the short end of the stick.
Right.
All because there's no way of getting certain things, certain elements to them, and you don't know their situation, so it becomes an issue of what is acceptable. Than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. And so on Wednesday, let's just keep it Wednesday.
No, today. Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah. On Wednesday.
There's going to be some. We're going to have some fun with. Fun. It's going to be people versus the FCC.
Yes.
Apple is now attempting to step up for persons with different abilities. Red Hood goes on a heist like no other, and Cinemark fails miserably.
Okay, right.
An alleged action against someone with a different ability. So tune in Wednesday.
Tune in on Wednesday.
Weather, it's going to rain. And we'll let you know about our heist.
Yeah. We will come back and let you know about the heist. Anyway, we will see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Hey, everybody.
Night.